B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me through America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know it.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Let Roy finish out his horn playing, and then we'll start the show. Yes, it is Monday, March 4th already.
Yeah, it's already March.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Well, January crawled by, and then
February flew by.
Yeah.
And February raced.
So maybe we're back to even.
And the cool thing about February being a short month is that we get paid quicker.
Yeah.
You get to March faster.
I know, but you know what? Because I rent an apartment. I don't own a house. I still have to pay the full amount, even though it's not as many days in the month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you don't get prorated.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Can you cut me some slack?
No, that's just the way they do business, dude.
Yeah.
Can you cut me some slack?
I'm not using the apartment for like 3 days that I normally do.
We got a lot to talk about. We went out to the hockey game on Friday night, the Checkers game, for a good cause. Roy and Loren were on the ice. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, Sabrina Carpenter fans, we got the ultimate VIP hookup for her show tonight. We'll tell you how much money you could win with 5 seconds to cash at 7.
The American Idol returned last night. I'm a big American Idol fan.
I saw you were watching.
I was watching. Which I think also led to why I couldn't go to sleep. I got too wound up.
Uh-oh.
How was it?
I'm like a little kid that like eats candy and stays up to watch the late night shows.
Yeah, how was Old American Idol?
I was good. I enjoyed it. There's, I think that compared to previous judges, they're way too nice.
These judges are?
Yeah, led way too many people through.
Yeah.
Well, I also think like TV's changed too.
Yeah.
A little
bit. Totally.
I'm not saying like go back to the bashing days, but like... There's like this one girl, y'all, she was bad. Like, she was not good. And like, she gave a sad story at the beginning, and then it felt like they just kind of gave it to her for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, and that's what I have a hard time with, is like Roy just said, I had no problem with Fox showing the bad singers and then the judges not letting them through. And that was fine for Paula, Randy and Simon, because they really had nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they said, like, sorry, you're an awful singer, you shouldn't go through, it was no big deal. But then when, like, Ellen got on the show and Steven Tyler got on the show, like, they saw, like, they got reaction. Like Steven Tyler's record sales dropped.
Right.
Ellen lost viewership.
Yeah.
They were like, you're being mean.
And we have Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. And what's so funny is when we watch this, I think Katy Perry, I love Katy Perry, but there's times where I think she's really obnoxious. And then I love Luke Bryan. Like, that's my favorite judge. Sterling hates Luke Bryan and, like, loves Katy Perry. But we all mutually hate Lionel Richie. So it's like
what
funny.
You agree on.
Yeah. Why do you hate old Lionel?
I don't know.
I don't know that Lionel's relevant enough to be on the show.
I guess that's what I don't like about it. He doesn't appeal to me.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, he's got a whole history before you were even born.
Right.
But in today's society, you know, and this is him obviously trying to make himself relevant again, but I don't know, he just feels like, and he's even said it, he's like, I'm kind of like the dad on the show or the granddad on the show, and they're my kids.
Yeah. Well, Fox clearly casted him for that.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why they put him there.
But like
me on this show.
Yeah,
I'm the daddy.
You're my daddy.
Yeah, we send out like what we did for the weekend. Roy came in and goes, "You had the daddiest dad weekend of all."
But you don't act like a dad when we're here. Like,
no.
You act as big of a kid as we are, if not bigger.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I read your little diary and I was like, "That's an awful weekend."
Yeah. Some of it was awful.
For me.
Some of it was okay. Some of it was all right. So we have $200 for you and a song from Friday at 4 o'clock that no one got in our 5 seconds to cash.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So that's at 7 a.m. this morning. Know the song, get the money. $200, easy cash for you if you know the music we play on Kiss. That's happening at 7 this morning. And then just after 8 this morning, around 8:05, we got the Sabrina Carpenter meet and greet passes for you to go see her show tonight. Where is she? She's at...
I think she's somewhere over at the Music Factory, yeah. No?
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's at the Fillmore.
Fillmore.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only do you get to go and see the show, but you hang with Sabrina, get your picture taken with her and stuff. You get to meet her.
Oh, that's really cool.
So we'll do that at 8:05 this morning.
We've done a lot of things with her. She loves coming back to see mm-hmm. us.
She was Kissmas artist.
Yeah, then she did something before that.
Yep. We went to the trampoline park with her. Remember that,
yeah, I
Lauren?
Think that was like one of the first times she was here because that was, I took baby Cash with me and he was really, yeah. really young at that point.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to the Checkers game on Friday night, which was awesome. It was a friend of ours, Chris Madigan, runs this charity called John's Toast because his brother took his own life 12 years ago, and it was like mental health awareness night with the Checkers, and we wanted to go out there to support that great cause. And then you and Lorraine, Roy, ended up out on the ice together doing a segment called Gone Fishing.
Yeah. Which I originally didn't want to participate in until they told me, and I was very adamant because at the intermission of these hockey games, they have all these different games, and the intermission before us, they had to do like push-ups on the ice.
Yeah, it was very physical.
And so I go back there and I'm like, Manny, you do it because I think they're going to make us do something physical. And then the guy literally tells me, I guess he could tell what I was reserved about. He's like, all you're doing is putting a fishing pole near a magnet. He goes, it's not that bad.
Yeah, we didn't even have to cast yeah. the fishing pole.
I was like, really?
You couldn't have made it literally any easier for you.
And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll do yeah. it.
You're a bird, and there's bird feed all over the place. Enjoy.
And of course, I go out there, and I still screw it up. It's still difficult. So they make you wear, to walk on the ice, because we're not wearing blades, we're just wearing our tennis shoes, you wear these...
They're cleats. They're ice cleats.
Yeah, like ice cleats that you have to... stretch and put on your shoe.
Right, for grip.
I got size, depending on who makes it, size 14, size 15 shoe. I have a big foot. So within the first, I don't know, 5 seconds of us being on the ice, it blows out.
comes off.
It flies off.
But Roy doesn't leave it there. He goes back and tries to put it back on.
I don't know what to do. I'm in the middle of the ice in front of the crowd.
And he's yeah. dragging it with him. And then finally somebody sees him struggling and comes over and goes, it's okay, buddy. I got it. Yeah.
So
and then, let's just get this thing moving.
And I don't know where to stand on the ice. Laverne somehow knows her spot. She's going directly where she needs to be. And I'm like, I don't even, did I miss a briefing? I'm like,
no, they didn't tell us anything. It's just the cheerleader in me.
I yeah. didn't feel it.
You got to feel the moment.
Yeah. And then so finally they say, okay, go. And I run out there and you got to get the magnet to the little fishes on the ice. And you try to then take that little magnet and put it in a bag. And it's not working. And I'm sliding everywhere because I blew out my one foot. And it was a mess. But Lorraine won, though.
Yeah.
Well, Roy tried to cheat and take fish from my side. So then I backed into him to try to knock him over.
It was funny. Yeah. I mean, it was funny up on the big screen, but we didn't know all this was going on. How many fish did you end up with? Do you know? Did you get a count?
I have no idea. They're announcing while we're on the ice, but it is so muffled down there. Yeah. It's so hard to hear what they're saying.
Yeah. You, hear
you guys
it.
Could probably hear it better in the
You hear it in
stands.
The arena. Yeah. How did Elena like her hockey game experience, her first Checkers game?
Our babysitter, yeah. she loved it.
Good.
Yeah.
I asked her if she ever been to a hockey game before, and she said, yeah, when the Olympics came to Italy. Mm-hmm. That's where she's from.
Right.
Mm. Like, whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Excuse me.
This ain't quite like that. There ain't no torch.
She did go home, though, and tell Dallas that Nicole and I were very aggressive yelling at the guys.
Oh, really?
Were you?
Nicole,
yeah.
What were you yelling at the guys?
We wanted to see a hockey fight.
Oh, to fight. Okay.
That part is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't many fights. They don't really fight much anymore.
There was a couple after you left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
oh,
like,
you guys stayed?
Yeah. We stayed until the very, very, very end.
Oh, I thought good. Everybody left together. I'm so stupid.
Yeah. No, I knew they were staying. Why would they go home?
I don't know. I thought we all left the building at the same time.
No.
No, you and I left and it was pouring out. My son Dean was exhausted.
Oh, okay.
So we just bailed.
Because I even went home and I told Sterling, I was like, it's strange. You know, they came a little later and they left when we did. I was like, I thought.
<It's> so clueless.
Yeah, I know.
No, they stayed. Good for you guys on a girls' night out on Friday.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Checkers, thank you for having us. And, of course, mental health awareness, man. It's that was the real reason why we were out there. And just keep the conversations going. That's all we could say. don't be afraid. If you if you're suffering from any depression or maybe you're being bullied, whatever it is, have conversations with someone. And of course, we're always here for you at 704-570-9595. Up next, we got to tell you a guy survived in his truck for 5 days by eating this one item.
Slim Jims.
No, not a Slim
Jim. It's my favorite thing ever.
I was going to say that. Lorraine, I think you could live off of this. We'll get to it in just around 6:20 this morning.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. S95.1.
All right, Lorraine, do your dirty, then we're going to talk about what this one guy survived on for 5 days while sitting in his car with his dog in a snowstorm.
Okay. So I think we should just kick off the dirties by talking about, and I know everyone probably is sick of talking about the Kardashian-Jenner family, but there was so much that happened over the weekend. Red Table Talk was released on Friday. And before we get there, let's start off with Kylie and Travis Scott, because there were cheating allegations last week. And we weren't sure how she found out about them or what the issue was. But apparently, Kylie saw something on Travis Scott's phone that made her suspect that he was cheating. So this big thing blew up between them, obviously. And he's on his Astroworld tour right now.
Are they broken up or not? Because Roy has Kylie and Travis down as the Jenners to break, the Kardashian Jenners to break up next.
Yes. So here's the thing. They had a rough week. She's still devastated about the Jordan Woods thing, so she's a little preoccupied with that. They have apparently made up, and she's standing by her man currently. Travis even gave a shout out to his wifey when he returned to his tour in New York City and telling the crowd, remember to put family first, because he did have to cancel one of those tour dates.
Oh, crap. There you go, Roy. You don't win. Sorry.
Sorry, bud.
Kick him to the curb.
Hey, but you know what? It's like the chink in the armor now.
I know.
Look at Tristan and Chloe. She's stuck by her man, and then now we're talking about this again. So let's talk about the Jordan Woods, Khloe Kardashian issues, because Jordan Woods sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith on
Red
Table Talk.
Your family circle joins my family circle, they'll form a chain. Mm. I can't have a chink in my chain.
You know, I thought you were playing the Circle of Trust, because Jordan's on the outside of the circle now.
No.
But anyway, Red Table Talk kicked off with Will Smith, who couldn't be there, FaceTiming in to give Jordan some words of advice.
What I want to say to you is that the world attacks. It just happens. You'll never get around the world attacking. But I want you to know that you are supported, and I got you, and we got you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. They're adopting her?
Well, here's the thing. They have known her since she was born. Mm. So she's kind of grown up with the Smith household, and they're the ones who introduced them to the Kardashian-Jenner family. So only, I guess, some people think only fitting that she would sit down with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Gotcha.
So Jada asked her straight up, did you move furniture with Tristan?
Mm, here comes the big answer, Roy. Well, we couldn't hear it, but okay, here we go.
Do you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Got it.
Never a thought, never a consideration, never happened, and never will I.
Ooh.
And that's why I'm willing to be put up to the test.
Right.
Okay. So,
she wants to do the lie detector?
Well, no, she doesn't want to do the lie detector, but she's sitting down for this test in her life, I guess. Okay. But so what really did happen between them? She said it was just a kiss.
He did kiss me.
No. And what do you mean by kiss?
It's just no passion, no nothing on the way out. He just kissed me and
like a tongue kiss, like a peck on the lips, peck on the, like a...
No, it was like a kiss on the lips, but no tongue kiss, no making out.
Got it.
Nothing.
Wow, so she denies it entirely.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, and then, of course, everyone saw the blow up on Khloe Kardashian's Twitter and Instagram. Here, my advice to Khloe is just kick them both to the curb. I mean, you don't need people like that in your life.
That's what I say. And kick Travis Scott to the curb so I can whip my
I think those are like some of the highest odds, too, that they wouldn't break up.
I know.
So.
Who has Khloe and Tristan?
They were already broken up.
Oh,
so they didn't count.
They're not on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's your dirty.
I have Kim and Kanye. That's a horrible choice.
That is a horrible choice. They love each other.
I mean, I figured if they're going to go big, they'll go big. Plus, they're expecting another child. That's not going to happen. Yeah, I lose. All right, Lorraine, before we wrap up this little segment, I just wanted to tell you that did you see the story? A man in Oregon got stuck in the snow and spent 5 days in there before being found. The man was with his dog, and unusually heavy snow fell, and they were stuck until a snowmobiler found them on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The 36-year-old and the dog were in good condition when they were discovered, but they were obviously pretty hungry after being trapped in the snow for 5 days. He said he tried to walk out, but the snow made it too difficult, so he and the dog went back to the car where they started it periodically to stay warm. What did they survive on?
Hot sauce.
A few packets of Taco Bell hot sauce.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going through my backpack right now, and I am always prepared for an emergency because I have Del Taco hot sauce packets in my backpack.
You just have what? Del Taco's not even here. Del Taco's like in a...
That's a West Coast.
It's a West Coast thing.
I know. Anytime Dallas goes out to the West Coast, I make them like literally... rob them blind and bring me back all of the hot sauce. And I carry it with me in my backpack.
That's so funny. Wow. There used to be that one random Del Taco off of Dave Lyle in Rock Hill, but it's closed now. It was so good. It's basically Taco Bell with fries.
Basically. Yeah. That's pretty so good. It's pretty good.
You know, it's funny that the guy turned his car on and off to stay warm. My parents had had us over, me and my family, my brother and his family, for dinner yesterday, and they just bought pizza. My dad went and picked up some pizza. But he picked it up earlier than we got there. So I got to their house and the garage door's open and the car is on. And I was like, oh, dad must be going out to get the pizza. So I walked in. My dad's sitting on the couch. I said, dad, what are you doing? Your car's running. You should be going out to get the pizza. He goes, the pizza's already in the car. I just have the heat running to keep the pizza warm. My dad was using his car as a heater.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why not just put it in the oven?
That's what I said. He goes, no, don't worry about it. I go, now your car's going to stink.
So. You know, with the doctors... How they survive just eating off taco sauce packets. So sometimes doctors, to get me to lose weight, they'll say like scary things or things to maybe like intimidate me. I know that sounds strange, but it's a tactic that they've used. Mm-hmm. Like, and so one time a doctor literally told me, he goes, if you were stranded, he goes, and you couldn't eat, he told me, he goes, you would last for several days with what you have on your body.
And so like, would we.
I was like, what?
Wait, was that your tactic to make me lose weight? By the way, it sounds like if I'm going to last longer because I'm bigger,
yeah,
I'm going to be
like
bigger.
Yeah,
I should keep eating them to last more days.
Right.
Yeah.
The doctor honestly told me that.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
If you couldn't eat for days, you would be just fine. I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
All right, I'll go on a diet.
You know, let's keep the spotlight on our boy Roy. Coming up in just about 7 minutes, I found out something about Roy over the weekend at the hockey game on Friday, and it has to do with him putting his sister's birthday party together, and he's lacking something. There's something missing for this birthday party, and it's kind of sad. We'll get into it in just about 8 minutes. Kiss 95.1, the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show. 6:36. Sunshine today. Chilly, though. High near 55.
Is that even right? You're not a weather guy.
You just made that up.
Bro.
We were told to try something new.
44 degrees right now in the Queen City. Good morning, everybody.
What did you say? It was going to be 55?
Yeah.
That's pretty close. It's supposed to be 51 today.
Don't ever believe what we say with the weather.
Time out a minute. I check the weather every morning when I'm
on. Do you really?
Yeah,
when I brush my teeth. I got to know whether to warm up my car or not and all that stuff. So.
I walk out and it's a surprise every morning.
Hey, Roy, real quick, buddy. What was it that is freaking you out about your sister's birthday party? Let's get right into it.
So I am planning my sister's 30th birthday party. And, you know, she originally wanted to do something small. And I'm like, it's your 30th. We got to do something big.
Oh, the dirty 30. You got to go big, girl.
So I'm trying to plan a big party. And I'm getting together a list of all of her friends that would go. And I mean, so she has a good amount of friends. It's like almost 30 people.
Which, yeah, that's good.
That's a lot of friends. Am I bug?
30 for 30. I got the name of your party already.
You know what I'm saying?
30 friends for 30 years.
Yep.
And I'm having so much fun planning it and all the little nuances of the party. But then I realized while I'm putting this together, you know, how are we going to handle my 30? I mean, I'm only 3 years from that. And then,
is that right?
Yeah, I'm 3 years from 30.
Jeez, so, time flies. I still have you as 23 in my head.
Wow, yeah, when we first started. Yeah. You know? But then I realized I don't have any friends.
Of course you do.
That's the saddest thing ever.
No, you have so many friends, Roy.
I said if I was, you know, going through it, I'm like, you guys would go.
Mm-hmm. Sterling.
Sterling would, of course, have to be there. That's an obligation.
Maybe our significant others would be interested. That puts two more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Your family, your sister, your mom, your dad.
Okay.
Your that's sister's family. Husband.
And by the way, I consider you guys family, not like friends.
Oh, thanks.
That's a good thing. For family. You guys are family.
We don't want to be family. We want to be friends.
Yeah, I don't really have many in the boat of friendships. Like, I don't have...
What about that teacher that was crazy? Is she gone?
Oh, she's one of our good friends. She lives in Chicago now.
Yeah, she moved.
Well, maybe yeah, she
moved.
Could come back for it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I got one. I got Opie in Knoxville.
Randy. But,
okay, he's in Roanoke.
What about Squirrel?
He's in Roanoke. These are all
people. A cousin.
Yeah, he's a cousin, but they're not going to travel in.
Yes, and Roy, by the way, does have a friend named cousin named Squirrel.
Yes, and Randy. Cousin. There's Buford. There's Bailey. There's Baylin. There's a whole different country named redneck names I have. So yeah, no, I was like, I don't have any friends. So this weekend, I was like, you know what? There's some people who listen to the show, and they've always wanted to hang out with me. And I was like, let me try to orchestrate a meetup, and let me hang out with some of these people. And then I realized in that moment why I don't have friends.
Why?
I am an awful friend. I am the worst at planning things. And like they tell me, hey, I'm going to be here. And then I'm like, oh, I don't want to go out. And then like next thing you know, the whole day blows by. And then I never did anything with the friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You.
Like I like the idea of having friends. Yeah. And then I have a hard time. Keeping the friendship.
Yeah.
That is true. I feel like we've gone down this road a few years ago with you when we were all just trying to get to know old Roy. And it was,
in my ways. I'm like an old man.
You will not go out of your way if it's not what you want to do.
Very much so. Yeah. And that's a big flaw. And Sterling brings it to my attention. And I'm trying to fix it.
Okay.
I'm trying to work on it.
Well, you admitting it, that's the first step, buddy.
Yeah. Like, we've had friends that want to go on vacation with Sterling and I, and I always say, I'm like, you don't want that. Like, you don't want to go on vacation with me.
Area code 828 texts in and says, I'll be your friend, Roy. Area code 704 said the entire radio listeners would be at your party, Roy.
Oh, that's nice.
803 said, I would love to come to Roy's birthday party. 678 says, I'm your friend, Roy, with a smiley face.
I need a friend who we can make plans to go, like, party, and then, like, last minute say, you know what, let's just hang out in the house and do Netflix. I need that friend. Because that's what happens.
So you're just fine with just people coming over.
Yeah,
you just don't
want
to go out.
Sometimes I don't want to go out. And then sometimes I'm like you, I want to hit it hard and we'll go out and have fun.
That's my MO. Like, I won't go out for months and then I'll have one night where I just blow it out and party so hard that it's like I was on a bender for 3 months.
When we went to Mental Health Awareness Night, Friday night we helped host that for the Checkers. How late did you stay out? Did you just do the game or did you guys go out afterwards?
Elena and I went to dinner afterwards.
Oh, so that's a prime example of how awful of a friend I am. Prime example.
Yeah.
Prime example. Sterling, so we went to the hockey game, and I originally had the intentions in my heart that I wanted to go out and drink with Loren and her babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started raining, and then Sterling was sick, and I had to go to the pharmacy. And I was like, oh, I have to run medicine back. And it's raining. I'm not going to go out. I made like all these excuses.
Yeah, because originally there was a conversation and I said, Roy, Elena wants to go out with you on Friday night after the game. And he said, okay. And then once Roy was gone, I don't want to say pawned off, but moved Elena to producer Nicole. And then Elena was supposed to go out with them. And then somehow Elena decided she wanted to go out at all. She pulled a Roy and went home.
Well, hey, now it sounds like Elena might be my best friend.
Maybe.
She does what
you
I
guys
do.
Can hang out at home.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
The text messages that are coming in to 704-570-9595, they're literally coming in 50 at a time right now, going, I'll Netflix and chill. I would love to hang out and be your friend, Roy. I think you're hilarious.
See, I think I sound complicated.
You are.
I've hung out with Roy a handful of times, and let me tell you, it always ends with him leaving before me, no matter where we are. It always just ends, I'm always surprised. I go, for real? That's it?
I show up late, don't leave early.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we got to get to War of the Roses for you on a Monday morning. Jenny and Brock are in a polyamorous relationship. They've added another woman to their relationship. Is he messing around with her behind Jenny's back? We'll find out with War of the Roses in just about 7 minutes, y'all.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
What makes you think that Brock is cheating on you, and how do you think this third person in your relationship, which you'll have to explain to me, is interfering?
No, it sounds a little kind of crazy, but she, she was really great, but it was always, you know, we had a rule between Brock and I that that we couldn't see her solo. Like, if she was going to be involved with either of us, it had to be both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, I couldn't take her to lunch if I wanted to or something like that, just to make sure that, you know, like, everything was being kept.
And he shouldn't either.
And he shouldn't either, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, polyamorous relationships, they're called, and that seems to be the going rule with everyone is, you know, to keep some sort of trust amongst the one couple that brings the third person in. This is the rules you have to follow. So is he breaking the rules?
I think he is. So we have her set up in her own apartment so that she can, you know, live her own life and we can live ours. About 3 months ago, I started to notice that, like, he, like, stopped wanting to kind of bring her in. I didn't really know what to make of it, but it was just kind of cropping up here and there for like, the last 3 months. And then about a week ago, I called him, and I heard her in the background. I asked him, I was like, what's going on? Like, we're not supposed to, you know, be with her solo. And he was like, oh, I just, I popped by the apartment to, like, bring her groceries or something like that. It just didn't sit right, like... It just sort of felt like a confirmation of what I had been suspecting for a while now. Mm-hmm. So that
what about asking her, Jenny? Like, if you asked her, what would she say?
I mean, yeah, I haven't really asked her because she's a submissive. I don't think that she would betray the trust that she has with him. So I don't know if that would really be, like, the best route for that.
And then she would tell him, and then he might be aware, he might be hip to War of the Roses or be suspicious if we called him. Like, right now, he has no suspicion.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I know.
What's her name? Okay.
I don't want to put it out on the radio. I want to maintain her privacy.
Okay, we'll beep it out. All right, here we go. Let's see how much info we can get out of it before you get on and for breaking rule 1A in a polyamorous relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brock, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Brock. My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Thanks. I'm not really interested in any of this. I don't really want to sign up for anything.
It's not signing up for anything. Are you not interested in sending free roses to someone? It is just a one-time thing. We don't take a credit card. There's no reoccurring charge. We cover delivery and everything. All we ask is that you tell someone about our services.
Okay, I can send flowers to anybody?
Anywhere in the U.S.
Okay. I would love to do that. What do you need to know?
Well, I'll need the address here in a moment, but I'll get that from you at the end. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to first.
Okay, so her name is...
All right, and... What would you like to put on that card?
Oh, you are one of the most unbelievable people that I've ever met. And I really think that I'm falling in love with you.
Okay.
I knew it. Oh, my God, I knew it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Taking your calls, would you marry someone... If the parents of the person you were going to marry said, basically, like, don't do it. There's a red flag. I have a friend of a friend, so I'm hearing the story secondhand. But my buddy was telling me that his friend went to ask his now wife's dad permission to marry her, like, 3 years ago. And the dad gave him his permission, you know, said, yes, you can do that, no problem. But warned him that she's not an easy woman to get along with. His daughter he's talking about, and that, quote, I wrote this down because I thought it was so funny. I wrote it down on my phone, quote, marriage would be difficult at best to my own daughter.
At best?
At best.
Wow.
So I said to my friend, I said, well, did he get married? He said, yeah, he got married. And I said, well, how's it going? He goes, it's great because he got the heads up. So
he knows what he's getting himself into.
All right, Loren, go. What do you think?
I'm not that offended because I feel like my dad would have had the same conversation with Dallas.
Hey, listen, she's a handful.
And I know I'm a handful. So I don't know. to me, like, we just got a text message, and this is more insulting, but from 704, my husband's dad told him if he wouldn't marry me, he would buy him his own garage and help him open a business. He turned it down because it was such an insulting offer. Like, that is more insulting to me than my dad saying, listen, Loren's a handful, just so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Did someone warn you not to marry the person that you married? And if so, did you do it anyway, and did it work? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Mac in Fort Mill. Hey, Mac.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, bud. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just asking what happened when you spoke to your father-in-law.
I was so nervous, and I just went over to his house at the time and asked, can I marry your daughter? I love her. Yada, yada. There was a pause. He looks at me and says, are you sure? Sure you know what you're doing? Like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, we just paused again. Said, that was it.
See, I'm not mad at that. I don't know.
That's not exactly a glowing recommendation, Loren.
No, and listen, but I don't know. Your family's always going to tell it like it is.
Or, like, wouldn't it be awesome if you ask, hey, can I marry her? And the dad just laughs at you. All right, son. If you want in.
That's going to make you nervous. If he just laughs.
Thanks, Mac. And wait, so you're married for 2 years now and everything's okay?
Oh, everything's great.
And did she know? Did you tell her that was the reaction that her dad gave?
Oh, right after I left, I called her and said, hey, by the way, your dad said this.
Yeah, that's some funny stuff. Thanks,
man.
We
just got another text message that says, my father told my now husband's no take backsies.
Oh, that's funny.
We can take more calls on this.
All right, 704-570-9595. Did you get, like, warned by the father-in-law? Did they kind of, I don't want to say talk you out of it, but...
Yeah, like, you went to marry her, and her family said, have at it, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No returns, no refunds.
There you go. We'll take your calls on that, plus a very funny senseless survey, all coming up in under 10 minutes.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. You went to go ask your father-in-law, hey, I would like to marry your daughter, and he was like, all right, just warning you.
Yeah, a friend of a friend told me a story that his buddy went to ask his now wife's dad permission to marry her. He gave his permission but warned that she's not an easy woman and marriage is going to be difficult at best. That's what her father said about his daughter.
He could have left out the at best part.
All right, let's bring in, this is Sierra in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Your dad made a funny comment to your now husband?
The story came out, like, after he proposed to me, and he said it when he walked up to my dad, and my dad was like, well, you know, she's a handful or whatever, and my husband responded with, well, I guess that's why I got two hands, and he said my dad just kind of paused and reached out and took his hand and was like, I'm going to go ahead and say welcome to the family.
Oh, that's awesome. Aww. Thanks, Sierra.
All right, this is Tish in Stanley. Hey, Tish.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
We're doing really well. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, sometimes you just need to listen to your surroundings. And even though they're speaking loud, you just think, nah, it can't be that bad. Well, it was. I was going to be this guy's fourth wife, and that should have been a red flag. But anyway, it wasn't. But the day that we got married, it was a night ceremony. And immediately after the vows were read, we had the best man, who actually was a fireman. All of a sudden, he jumped over there and started beating on my bouquet. And I looked at him like he was crazy. He had interrupted the entire ceremony. It was on fire. Ah, it had burst into flames. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that should have been the sign to run.
Thanks, Tish.
Oh, my gosh, how does that happen?
A candle must have been next to the bouquet.
Oh, my gosh.
One more.
Okay, Carl and Chester. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're good, dude. So did someone tell you not to marry your wife and you did it anyway?
Yeah, pretty much. I asked my father-in-law if I could marry his daughter, and he was like, well, son, I tell you, she doesn't do dishes and doesn't do laundry, but I reckon if you could do all that and hold a job, I reckon.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think a lot of women now are probably like, no, I'm not signing up for that kind of housework.
Yeah.
All right. You can keep them coming at the MRL show on our socials. Follow us there.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Emily, you got 30 seconds of your time to give to me.
Sure, who is this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, we got your name up, and it's time to ask you some questions for America.
Oh. Oh, okay, that's happening now.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, my friend did this last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, were you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever carry a brown paper bag filled with school lunch, or did you have some Velcro lunch bag contraption?
I think I alternated, but wait, what is this?
Just questions. If someone's eating Dijon mustard, aren't they just a bunch of richos? There's nothing wrong with yellow mustard.
aren't I supposed to be asked about, like, where I live and how old I am and
oh, we'll get to that. That's nonsense questions. Can you tell me the difference? I want to get to the real stuff. Can you tell me the difference between jam, jelly, and marmalade?
I cannot.
Mm-hmm. Good. and is it potato or potato?
I'm pretty sure it's potato. Is this a joke?
Tomato or tomato?
Tomato. But really, is this a joke?
Aunt or aunt?
These are really aunt.
Root or route?
Root.
Surprise?
Route. Actually, I don't know. Wait a minute.
Or surprise?
Surprise.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Caramel or Carmel or Carmel?
Carmel.
Human or Hummin?
You know what? Honestly, I have to go. I don't have time for this. I don't know who put you up to this, but I have to go.
Oh, the government put me up to this. We got to know what you think.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
You think these people say, I just got the strangest phone call.
Oh, 100%.
And they text their friends, be on the lookout for the government.
They call somebody because that's too good not to tell someone in person.
Yeah.
All right. So Game of Thrones fans, there are new posters out. And one poster, fans are thinking it might be hinting at Jon Snow's death. Now, the reason for this is in one of them, he sits upon the Iron Throne, and he is in the same exact position that Ned Stark was in on the Iron Throne in season one when he was brutally murdered.
Yeah.
So they're thinking now, looking back, that this could be foreshadowing.
I mean, Roy, that's what caught me on to. I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, but I was watching season one, and you meet all the main characters in season one, and then they all die.
Oh.
And I'm like, how is it possible that there's a season two, all the main characters are dead?
Wow.
It's a brutal show.
It's like The Walking Dead. They're not afraid to kill the big people.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right, so Lionel Richie, he says that he is up to sing at Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom's wedding. He talked about this on an appearance with Live with Kelly.
Did they ask him, or is he just trying to pitch it?
I guess.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't, Luke. He did
but
not.
That's, you can but, repay by singing at our wedding.
By the way.
For free.
By the way. I
for free.
By the way, I don't mind that.
There
you go. I don't mind that. That'd be a lot of
You're
fun.
Not invited.
Can you believe that?
You're smart.
Oh, their rapport is unbelievable.
Yeah, there was a joke before that was made about if Orlando had asked Lionel Richie for Katie's hand in marriage.
It's like it's like a regular Manny Roy and Lorenz show over
Seriously,
there with those three.
Everyone just yelling on top of each other. All right. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale, they sure look like things are heating up between them. We've obviously known that they've been dating secretly for a while. And they were spotted holding hands again over the weekend, this time on their way to a Saturday Night Live after party. So we'll keep our eye on that. And Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for defamation of character.
I saw that.
He's asking for $50 million in damages. And he says that her claims of abuse was an elaborate hoax. And he wants his lawyers to get to the bottom of it.
That video didn't look good, though.
No.
It didn't. She, if you missed it, she recorded him like having a, I don't want to say a breakdown, but like he was freaking out in the kitchen. And yeah, she recorded it all on her phone. So it didn't look good for old Johnny.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She's got 54 wins. Oh. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Mark. Welcome to the Mamie, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Well, I think your days are finally running out.
Whoa!
I love a good smack talker. Let's see how you do today, Mark.
Hey, Loren, I got one word to tell you. Just get to stepping.
All right, I'm going.
Representing everyone in Salisbury, Mark. I love it.
Yeah. All right, Loren is opening the door. It is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Mark, here we go. Jordan Woods had quite the weekend after going on the Red Table Talk podcast, which is hosted by Will Smith's wife. What is her name?
Jada.
And happy birthday to Camila Cabello, who turned 22 over the weekend. She's a solo artist, but was formerly part of what girl band?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know that one.
All right, question three. The Rock is sharing his wealth with his loved ones. He brought his mama home for Christmas and then just did the same thing with his dad over the weekend. What is The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
American Idol returned to TV last night for its 17th season, and Roy was fascinated by it again. Mm-hmm. Who is the host of American Idol who has been the same host for the last 17 seasons?
American Idol, Ryan Seacrest.
And question number five, Jessica Simpson revealed on social media that she just got back home after spending a week in the hospital with bronchitis. She used to be married to Nick Lachey, who was part of what 90s boy band?
Huh. New Kid on the Block?
Not a bad guess. Come on in, Loren.
How did Mark do?
You mean the smack talker?
Yeah.
You got three correct.
Okay.
All right, buddy, not bad. Let's see how Loren does. Jordan Woods had quite the weekend after going on the Red Table Talk podcast, which is hosted by Will Smith's wife. She opened up there. Who is Will Smith's wife, by the way?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
1-1.
And happy birthday to Camila Cabello, who turned 22 over the weekend. She's a solo artist now, but started off her career in what girl band?
Fifth Harmony.
That is correct. It's 2-1. Mark did not know that.
Hey, The Rock is sharing his wealth with his loved ones. He bought his mama a home for Christmas and then just posted on Insta that he's doing the same thing for his dad.
Mm-hmm.
What is The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
That's right, 3-2.
American Idol returned to TV last night for its 17th season. Who has been the host for all 17 seasons?
Ryan Seacrest.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Jessica Simpson revealed on socials that she just returned from the hospital after being there for a week with bronchitis. She was married to Nick Lachey, who is part of what 90s boy band?
98 Degrees.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. The Ren, you got 55 wins.
He
Our
said
buddy
new
Mark,
kids.
Yes.
Oh, that's, I guess I have to hold my head down and say my name is Mark and I can't beat the goat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Mark.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
The goat. Explain that, because Roy just looked really confused.
It means the greatest of all time.
It stands for the greatest of all time.
Oh, okay.
The goat, yep.
Still to come.
Like, well, finally, a southern expression I didn't know.
Yeah, that's our Loren, baby goat. Hey, we're going to do something really cool here. We're going to do something called Unfriended. Someone was unfriended on their socials by one of their friends, and they want to find out why.
Yeah, well, we can get to the bottom of this.
So we're going to call him live on the radio and find out why he unfriended her. You guys need to hear this. It's coming up in under 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
right, let's welcome Rachel from Fort Mill to the Mandy Roy in the Red Morning Show. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Rachel. So we heard from you that you're having some issues with a friend.
Yeah, so, gosh, one of my very best friends from college, Cole, we went to UNCC together. I hadn't heard from him in about 2 weeks, and so I go on Instagram about to DM him and be like, hey, you know, what's the plan this week? I can't wait to see you. And he's unfriended me on Instagram. Like, I have to re-request his profile. So I just went on over to Facebook, and he'd unfriended me there, too.
Oh, wow. So he's like, cut you off.
Yeah, it's not like somebody accidentally hit a button and hit the unfriend.
Are you, are you posting, like, too many political things?
No, not at all. I mean, there's some pictures of, like, he and I together, but there's nothing that's, you know, overly out there, I guess.
Okay. And you can't think of anything that's come up that maybe he's been offended by?
No tiffs, fights.
No.
Maybe someone in your friend group's been talking crap about him and you were in that conversation?
Or... I've really just been racking my brain, like trying to figure out what I could have possibly said or done. And we've been friends for so long. It's just, I mean, it really hurt my feelings.
I know. I'm trying to put myself in Rachel's position right now, which is like, what if I went to see a good friend of mine and I realized I was unfriended? Like, I would be offended. I'd be like, what did I do?
Yeah.
All right. So this is called Unfriended. Now, while we've been talking to you, Rachel, our producer Nicole has been getting Cole on the line, but he has no idea why. So let's bring Cole in.
Okay. When we bring Cole on, just go, yo, why'd you unfriend me? Like, don't beat around the bush. Like, hit him with it.
Savage.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pick up the line. Cole, welcome to the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Am I on War of the Roses? What is this?
No, Cole, you're not on War of the Roses.
No.
But your friend Rachel is on the line, and she's got a question that's been weighing on her she wants to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cole, why did you unfriend me?
Oh, my God, it was Ryan. I swear, it wasn't me. I would never do that. Oh, do you remember Mike's New Year's Eve party? And we were all there. Ryan actually got jealous of you because you were like, I don't know, you were being like kind of handsy with me. Like, we were just fooling around. And he got jealous and he wanted me to just delete you from it. Listen, it was not my idea, I swear.
Cole, that was like 3 months ago. Why just now? Or is the deleting happen?
I bet it's been an argument in the house, I bet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep the peace. Like, I love you. You're one of my best friends. You always have been. So, listen, I'll tell you what, I don't want it to affect our friendship, but like, maybe if you and Ryan spend more time together, like, I feel like he thinks that every time that we hang out, it's just you and me. And that kind of bothers him. So, like, I feel like maybe if you get to know him a little bit better and we can all hang out together, then it would be cool. And, you know,
That's a good idea.
I don't want this to be a problem. I love both of you.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I mean, like, I don't know why he's ever felt excluded, but I'm just glad to know that you guys are willing to make this work.
Never mind all that. When are you going to friend her back?
What?
Well, let me talk to him about it first.
Really? Just hit the friend button now.
And Cole, by the way, why not just hide her on, you know, you can, there's a hide button now instead
secretly
of really
hide the friendship?
Yeah, but.
No, Loren, only you think that.
I know, but he got busted this way. At least if he would have done it the other way,
like,
he wouldn't have gotten
her?
Busted. Yeah.
I don't want to have to hide anybody. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to have to hide anybody. I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm not trying to pretend anything. But I tell you, I so miss seeing pictures of Mr. Frosty that you post. So I need to get back on your Instagram, especially.
Who's Mr. Frosty?
Mr. Frosty's her cat.
Okay.
All right. Post more pictures of your cat, Rachel.
Only if you add me back, Cole. Okay. Deal?
Okay. Deal. I will make this work. I promise, Rachel.
Yay.
I like it. It's a successful ending to the first time ever trying a new segment called Unfriended here on the MRL show. All right. You two go be friends now.
Bye, guys.
Coming up next with the Mandy Roy and Loren Show.
That worked out better than I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't friend her back right now, but I'm sure he will at some point.
If someone unfriended you and you want us to get to the bottom of it, just reach out to us at the MRL show on Instagram. Slide into our DMs and we'll figure it out for you.
So that unfriended was because his boyfriend didn't like the way that they flirted. But I wonder what other stupid reasons there were when you found out someone unfriended you. Like, why did someone unfriend you? Not the other way around. We don't know why. We don't want to know why you unfriended someone. We want you to call us and tell us why someone unfriended you for a dumb reason.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls in 3 minutes. Don't go to Kiss 95.1. Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. Why did you unfriend? Why were you unfriended is what we're trying to find out at 704-570-9595. Let's bring in Melissa from Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So I met my best friend of 18 years at the time was having issues with a guy on Facebook, you know, hitting on her and stuff like that. And she was married and she was telling me how much it was bothering her and everything. And so as a friend, as a good friend that I am, I went and talked to the guy and I was like, hey, listen, you need to like back off my friend, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then she got mad because she said I stuck my nose in where it didn't belong and she could have took care of it herself or whatever. And so then she defriended me.
Wow. That's so crazy, Melissa.
She defriended me first without telling me why she defriended me. I found out later why.
So are you guys friends now?
Yeah. We're friends now. It took me about 3 months to get her to friend me back on Facebook.
She made you work for it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Melissa, did you hear our unfriended segment just a little while ago?
Yes, I did.
Did you like that? Because we were just in here talking, like, we might try and find more people to do that segment again. That was.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did, too. Right. I like the whole confrontation thing. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you don't give them time to think. They have to come up with an answer.
It's like an ambush.
It's like a War of the Roses for unfriending.
Yeah, it would really bother me, I think, if I found out that someone unfriended me and I didn't know why. Like, I would need to know.
I had somebody unfriend me and I asked them straight up.
Yeah, of course you did, Loren. You probably showed up at their house, too.
No, I didn't. I just sent a text message.
You kept power requesting them to like you back.
All right, this is, even though they're not friends, she's still liking all their photos, yeah. even though they're not.
I keep unfriending and then refriending so that he sees it.
This is Rachel and Cornelius. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of my friends unfriended me. I found out recently. Well, I moved into a new apartment last year, and I asked her to help me if she could. And, you know, she's got a toddler, and she's like, oh, I just don't think that I can help you because I've got Charlotte. And I'm like, well, I mean, she could run around and, like, you know, help move stuff.
Charlotte's the baby?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm just not going to be any help. Like, okay. I'm like, fine. So, like, she never reached out afterwards. It was like a one-sided friendship.
Hmm.
And the crazy thing is, like, we had went to see a medium at the Southern Women's Show. Mm-hmm. And the medium was like, oh, yeah, you're going to... One of your really good friends is going to, like, give you the cold shoulder. Like, she's gonna give you the cold shoulder.
Like,
I was like, what? So, yeah, it was me.
Oh, all over moving.
Huh.
Thanks, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I don't know. I kind of thought that kids a good excuse of getting out of that.
Let me tell you something. We're trying to pack up our house right now, and I would put things in boxes over the weekend, and Cash would get in the box and take everything out.
All right, let's bring in Anonymous from Salisbury. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So why were you unfriended? Good morning.
So I was unfriended on social media. I was unfriended in real life. And I didn't find out, and she moved away, and I went to go look her up one day, and I had been completely blocked. I had a baby.
You got unfriended because you had a baby?
Yes.
Hmm.
I got pregnant and had a baby, and I was totally unfriended, social media, real life. She still doesn't talk to me. I tried to reach out a couple times. After she moved away and...
Anonymous, if I may.
Nothing.
Maybe we're missing a part of the story
right.
here. The baby, is her husband the baby daddy, maybe? I mean...
Yeah, there's got to be more to the story,
no,
right?
I actually think, Anonymous, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I actually think this happens more than y'all maybe think. It's like and I've noticed it with my friends. So whenever like all the friends get married and then you still got the one single person, they feel left out, right? And then they don't really hang out with everyone.
And I think that.
And so now we're in this weird phase where
half the people are adulting.
Half the people are now having kids. Half of your friends are, you know, having friends with kids, you know, having kids and they're having families. And then you don't have a family. And so you can't go over there. And it's like,
thanks, Anonymous.
It's like you lose friends with different life stages.
But do you think that's somebody going in and like cleaning, like purging their friends from past?
I don't know if it's really much of a purge versus it's just
not having anything in common anymore.
Maybe. It's like I don't know.
And that means your friendship wasn't that deep anyway.
Right.
And that might be. You know what? Roy might be right. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, hey, I'm a drinking friend, and I'm like a Friday night from, you know, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. friend. And once you get married and have kids, that lifestyle's over for you, so you're going to lose that friend.
Yeah.
And
that's 100% right. I've had so many friends vent to me, and they're like, I can't hang out with them anymore. They're always bailing. Well, they're always, you know, they can't do anything.
I wouldn't say so many friends. You started off the show at 6:30 this morning by saying you didn't have many friends. So let's not go down that road.
That's true. Let me rephrase. People have told me.
That's fair. 803 just texted in and said, I was unfriended because I took too many selfies. I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, that is a real thing.
Yeah. The people who take like food pictures too.
Yep.
People that, you know, post their political views.
Yeah. I'll unfriend you for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who knows, you guys? Stay tuned. And if you are unfriended and you want to confront the person with our help, reach out to us, slide into our DMs, or hit us up at the MRL show, and we'll get to you there.
All right. So we want to give you a really cool experience.
Oh, we need Sabrina. A touchstone.
Yes, we do.
All right. Good job, Roy.
A really cool VIP experience with Sabrina Carpenter where you get to meet her. It's all going to be going down tonight. If you want these tickets, 704-570-9595, caller number 9.
Good luck. Call now. You used to call
me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. You used to call me on my
cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Emily, you got 30 seconds of your time to give to me.
Yeah. Sure, who is this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, we got your name up, and it's time to ask you some questions for America.
Oh. Oh, okay, that's happening now.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, my friend did this last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, were you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever carry a brown paper bag filled with school lunch, or did you have some Velcro lunch bag contraption?
I think I alternated, but I'm really confused. What is this?
Just questions. If someone's eating Dijon mustard, aren't they just a bunch of richos? There's nothing wrong with yellow mustard.
aren't I supposed to be asked about, like, where I live and how old I am? And
oh, we'll get to that. That's nonsense questions. Can you tell me the difference? I want to get to the real stuff. Can you tell me the difference between jam, jelly, and marmalade?
I cannot.
Mm-hmm. Good. And is it potato or potato?
I'm pretty sure it's potato. Is this a joke?
Tomato or tomato?
Tomato. But really, is this a joke?
Aunt or aunt?
These are really... Aunt.
Root or route?
Root.
Surprise?
Route. Actually, I don't know. Wait a minute.
Or surprise?
Surprise.
Caramel or caramel? Or caramel?
Caramel.
Human or humming?
You know what? Honestly, I have to go. I don't have time for this. I don't know who put you up to this, but I have to go.
Oh, the government put me up to this. We got to know what you think.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
She has to be racking her brain after she gets off the phone with you.
Oh, 100%.
I ran out of things to say. That's why I said human or hummin or whatever I said. I didn't know what to...
Hey, real quick, Lorette, before you get into that dirty, want to say congratulations to Karen and Maiden. She is going to see Sabrina Carpenter tonight at the Fillmore. Plus, she's going to hang with her backstage. So Karen and Maiden is the big winner for the contest tonight. Thanks, everyone, for playing.
Cool. All right. So Amanda Bynes, she is back in rehab. Now, this comes on the heels. Remember, she was in Paper Magazine and talking about how she had been sober for 4 years and she wanted to get back in acting. Well, I guess it put too much pressure on her and she couldn't handle it. So she is now receiving treatment again.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he is giving his dad a house. He bought his mom a house for Christmas, and now he wants to get his dad one. His dad said that he's speechless at the generous gift.
What was The Rock waiting for? I mean, I feel like The Rock made his money years ago. And by years ago, I mean like 20 years ago.
Maybe not as much as we think.
You know what I mean? Is he waiting to save up?
No, I mean, he does like 10 movies a year. Maybe he doesn't get paid like what we think he gets paid.
Maybe they're really big houses.
Oh, hey, yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I saw the Insta post. He's buying. His dad's going to buy land in northern Florida.
And then build on it?
I don't know. He just said he's looking for land. I mean, he didn't go into details.
Okay.
We've hired Chip and Joanna to help us
flip this house.
First, we're going to take a... You know how they do that when they show you? First, we're going to take a rock wall, and then we're going to build it.
All right. So if you are a big fan of The Sandlot, the original crew is coming back for a TV reboot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so they're going to they're prepping to play some more ball. Now, this is coming on the 25th anniversary, and this is kind of cool. Like, people are really excited to see them now. They're probably around 33 years old.
Yes.
And where they are in life.
I love Sandlot as a kid. It was one of my favorite movies, and I love it whenever they, because the Sandlot movie from when they're kids, it's all of them together. That's like what the movie looked like, the cover of it, and then they get the same kids, now adults. And I don't know. I like seeing like how they've aged. And it's a lot of fun.
Me too. I think it's going to be fun with like 90210, The Sandlot. There's lots of good stuff coming
out.
And
you get to judge them like who didn't age well. That's like my favorite part.
Okay.
It's like, oh man, Riley didn't do so well.
All right. So Jordan Woods, she is coming out and telling her side of the story over the weekend. Red Table Talk came out. And if you haven't heard it yet, she addresses that she has not moved furniture with Tristan, and she wants to say the real story was just a kiss.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Got it.
Never a thought, never a consideration, never happened.
But she admits to kissing?
Yes.
She tells Jada Pinkett Smith?
He did kiss me.
No. And what do you mean by kiss?
It's just no passion, no nothing on the way out. He just kissed me, and...
Like a tongue kiss, like a peck on the lips, peck on the, like a...
No, it was like a kiss on the lips, but no tongue kiss, no...
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that cheating if there's no tongue involved?
Yeah.
It is.
So cheating. No.
Just asking.
Now we know. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does the Ren like?
All right, Hura is a magnetic. They're mini magnetic power blocks that you can take with you. There are four of them come in a charge. And once they're charged, you just pop them onto the bottom of your phone when you need a charge. So if you're playing a video game on your phone or you are out traveling, you can have them with you. And they're so small. They're, I don't know, maybe the size of one of those erasers that you used to use in school.
Okay.
Yeah. So... It's hot, it's what's trending, and we'll have it up at kiss951.com.
All right, you know what else is trending? We found this. Where did this article come from? BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed asked the question, tell us the inappropriate things people had said to you when you were pregnant.
Oh, God, I could give you a list.
How about this? A customer came into my store and saw I was pregnant and said, my gosh, I hope you're married.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
That is awful.
It's going to be eye-opening, but we want you guys to share it with us at 704-570-9595. If you can do it on the radio, inappropriate things people said to you when you were pregnant.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS95.1.
The inappropriate things that people have said to me through my pregnancy with Cash was, I mean, I can't even say some of it on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
This is surprising to me.
Really? I thought it was too until I experienced it. But we found an article from ThoughtStarter and BuzzFeed that they're the things that people have said to pregnant women that are crazy inappropriate. Mena, you mentioned one earlier. Somebody came into their store and told a pregnant woman, I hope you're married.
Good gosh.
I mean, it's not even your business.
I know. How about this one? I was pregnant and I hadn't had morning sickness yet. I was telling someone at work, someone overheard and said, my sister's doctor said that morning sickness is a good sign. Since you haven't had it, there might be something wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. A guy catcalled my wife, and when she turned around and he saw she was pregnant, he said, well, I guess you put out. Your mouths are both on the floor right now. Mine too.
704 texted us and said, many creepy guys have told me, I wish I put that baby in there.
Oh my gosh. I think the meanest thing that people say to pregnant women, and I don't think that they mean harm by it. It's just so backhanded. It's, oh my gosh, you're so big. And you're only like 6 months at that point. You're like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom would say that to Amanda when she was pregnant with Ruby. And you know, it didn't bother Amanda to the point where she wanted to say something, but she goes, what do you think your mom meant by that? And I go, that's just her way of saying that the pregnancy's coming along.
Like, right.
That's the old school way of counting 9 months. The bigger you get, the closer you are to having that baby.
It's true.
Oh, man, our phone lines, we have 12 of them. All 12 are lined up with you poor women. Oh, no.
Let's first bring in Katrina from Concord. What awful thing did someone say to you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so I was working in a hospital, and I was about 5 months pregnant, and I used to push patients, like, in the stretcher beds and in, like, those big hospital beds. And my boss just came up to me one day, and she just literally said, listen, you are getting too big, and I really don't think you can be doing this job. I need you to leave. And I was only 5 months pregnant, had just gotten my first apartment, and was out of a job.
I can't fire you for being pregnant, can they?
No, I think, were they? Okay.
I don't know. Thanks, Katrina. We'll let you go. Sounds like the child is back there.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe they were worried about her being on her feet too much.
I know. At first, I thought that. I was like, maybe he's actually just being nice. But then she said, I'm out of a job. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's not saying go home.
Yeah, they
home.
Can't let you go over that.
Yeah.
Listen.
Like you should probably contact a lawyer.
And things you shouldn't say is you're too big to push the bed.
Yeah, I know. This is Sarah in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show, Sarah.
Hi.
Good morning, Sarah. So what did someone say to you when you were pregnant?
So it was right after I had my baby, actually. I was in culinary school, so I had my daughter and I had a C-section. And then about a week later, I had to go and take exams so that, you know, I could actually pass college.
Whoa.
And so I'd been, you know, pregnant the whole time in class with these kids, and I go back, and I've had my baby, you know, and I'm all swollen, and this girl looks at me, and she goes, I thought you already had your baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I did. It doesn't go back to normal right away, you know?
Yeah, I think people that have never had a baby or had experienced somebody being pregnant doesn't realize that after you have the baby, you still look like you're 6 months pregnant. Like, it has to revert.
Yeah.
I think we should stop.
That's so bad.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to line 7 real quick.
All right, this is Anna in Chester. Welcome, Anna.
Hi.
All right, change the pace a little bit, Anna. I mean, your call kind of does that, it says on the screen. What happened?
One of my manager's husband told me that pregnant women turned him on. And the bad part about the whole thing, his daughter was pregnant, too.
Oh.
That's creepy.
Ooh.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't a major insult. I could see how a woman could be like, okay, you know, my hair looks good today. Showing off a little bit.
I love
right?
all the kids in the background.
Yeah, Lorraine, is there anything to that, or is that too creepy?
I think it's a little creepy.
All right, one more.
This is Anonymous in Mount Pleasant. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Anonymous?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Okay, so I was pregnant with my second kid, and I didn't buy a lot of maternity clothes because I didn't really show fast and I didn't gain a lot of weight. But one day I was wearing a flowy shirt, and I walked into work, and my boss looked at me and said, geez, you look like you're wearing a circus tent.
Oh, my gosh.
Should just slap him right away?
Seriously.
He was horrible through the whole pregnancy, but that...
What in the
that
world?
Stands out.
That's an awful thing to say.
And I only gained 13 pounds my whole pregnancy.
First of all, jerk. I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. I probably would have ended up sitting in an HR's office.
Seriously, though.
Yeah, I'm a clown. Let me hit you with a pie.
While I was...
Thanks, Anonymous.
Was bad. Well, thank you.
We're glad that you're okay now. Hopefully, she's okay now.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for laughing. That's an awful thing.
I know.
That is terrible.
That's so specific.
Circus.
It's like sometimes I'll go online and I'll read the comments from where we were on that TLC, My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and people are brutal. They're so brutal.
But, you know, and like it's
fat
different.
Shaming
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And it's different, like, when you say, because you say it about yourself. Like, as you're pregnant, you're like, gosh, I feel like a circus tent, or I feel like this. And then I think people around you think it's okay to say, too, and that's not the case.
Let me just read real quick a couple texts. 704 says, I literally had a creeper ask if he could rub my feet at a public mall. Total stranger said that I looked pregnant and could use a good foot rub. Let's see. My own husband told me on the back of my yoga pants there needed to be a sign that said wide load and I need a backup noise.
Oh my God.
My own husband said that.
Y'all.
That's awful.
Still to come.
You can keep them coming on our socials at the MRL show. The crude thing someone said to you when you were pregnant.
Man, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Amen to that.
Hey, coming up in less than 10 minutes, we got to tell you, if you're bad at breaking up, or maybe you broke up with someone and you can't get your stuff back, there's a service available and they're ready to help you. We're going to get into it in 10 minutes right here on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Good morning on a Monday, 8:55, sunshine today. A little cooler. Highs only in the mid to upper 50s.
Wait, why do you feel obligated to do the weather?
Right now we're at 49 degrees here in the Queen City.
Hey, however you want to get into it, buddy.
That's fine.
Do you guys, would you be into it if you broke up with someone, if you think back on your past relationships, and there was something called a breakup concierge that would help you with your whole breakup process?
Oh, amen. I would take advantage of that.
Right?
Yes.
Onward is a new service that can help you deal with some of the awkward parts of your breakup, including helping you pack up your ex's goods. If you live with your ex, they'll help you find new housing. They'll also help you. This is the important one. They'll also help you get your stuff back from the ex and make sure that at the very least it is as amicable as possible. They'll be kind of the mediator go-between you and your ex.
I think that's a great idea.
It's only available in New York City now, but they hope to expand to L.A., Denver, D.C., San Francisco, and then other cities after that.
Seems dangerous. Someone going in and getting all your... I feel bad for the company.
Well,
what if it's a messy breakup and they're all angry and doesn't want some strange company in my house to pick up your crap?
Well, I think this is how you keep it from getting that messy.
Yeah. I think it's great. I feel bad for the people that work for this company.
I mean, I would hope that the people that work for the company are good mediators and know how to talk to both parties, and they're not just like, hey, we're here to pick up Stephanie's crap.
Are you the dirtbag, the dumpster?
Yeah.
And what happens? I wonder who pays for it.
Like,
does the couple split the cost, or does one person pay for it? Because you would think the company would be more, it would side more with the person that's paying them than the other one.
It just says it doesn't say anything about couples. I mean, I guess you could pay for it as a couple, but this just says if you're reeling in from your bad relationship, not, you know, you guys, it just says you, then. The way that it's written sounds like it's just one person that picks it. But you know, we also took a phone call earlier this morning, and it just made me think about this. Remember the phone call we got from the friend who was unfriended because she went after a bad ex?
Mm-hmm.
And then she unfriended that friend because she was like, you know, all I was trying to do was stick up for my friend.
Yeah.
And I told her ex that he was a bad person, and then she unfriended me because of that. Like, I wonder if your friend was savage to an ex for you. Did the friend go all Loren on an ex? Because sometimes when you broken up, you just want to sit on the couch, hide back, eat your ice cream, and, you know.
I've definitely gone savage on a friend's ex before.
Yeah, you go all in. Didn't you like have to hide out in a dugout for the police over a breakup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I almost got arrested over a friend's ex.
Yeah, I was about to say. This is like a thing with you.
Yeah, then my other girlfriend and I, we called the ex, and I ended up on the phone with him, cursing him out, and it was a whole thing. Yeah, I'm a true blue. I am a true blue. I'm a ride or die.
You are a breakup concierge.
I am.
All right, we need to hear from you guys, though. So get to us if you had a friend, or maybe you were that friend, that you were the concierge service during the breakup. You maybe went back and got the stuff from the ex, or maybe you even, you know, went over there and yelled at the ex in public, in front of her.
All right, 704-570-9595. Let's take your phone calls next.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
This is good stuff. This is when your friends stepped up for you. There's a new service. It's called Onward. And what they do is they help you in a bad breakup. Or they prevent a bad breakup from happening. So if you have a bunch of stuff that your ex won't give you back, you call this company called Onward, and they will go and facilitate the breakup process.
This is a great idea.
If you live with the person, they'll help you find a new house. They'll help you pack up the ex's stuff so that you don't have to cry doing it. Really, they cover everything.
They really do. And did you ever have a friend of yours, how do I word this?
Yeah, like kind of be the Onward, kind of be the concierge.
Yeah, the middleman.
But at the same time, maybe they were like kind of had a little Loren in them and they were savage. And,
yeah, and went like all out. And
yeah, like maybe they treated you badly and your friend, and you didn't want to say anything because you didn't want to make it a bad breakup. But your friend stepped up to the plate and went after your ex.
704-570-9595. Sarah from Tika K, welcome to the MRL show.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so go ahead and tell us, when did a friend help you get over an ex? What did they do?
My friend was so awesome. So one morning, she went over to his house and pulled into the driveway and parked her car so he wouldn't be able to get out of his garage.
Oh.
And he wouldn't let him out until he went and got all my stuff out and gave it back to me. And he went ballistic. He was calling and texting me. He even called the cops, but by the time that they even got there, she was gone because all she wanted was to get my stuff back, and he caved. And he was, like, withholding everything, like, even all my rom-com DVDs.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Sarah. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You too.
Glad the cops didn't end up coming.
Yeah, me too. Glad she wasn't there.
And by the way, if you're an ex and you hold stuff hostage, I get it's like one thing if your schedules don't work. But just to hold on to something and not give it back because you're being a jerk in the breakup,
yeah,
that's not cool. That's what it sounded like.
That's a jerk move.
Yeah, but that's why you need a friend like this to go to the house, park the car behind the garage, so that the car that can't back out in the morning and they're late for work.
I will be that friend.
Oh, man.
The Manny Roy and Loren Show. Wake up. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.